My name is Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting, society, and that is why I like to live in America.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. We're going to be on the air until 6 o'clock. I'm the host, Quentin. I got my buddy Baz is here.
Hello.
Thank you for coming, Baz. He's going to be sharing a great experience with us today. We do have our usual blend of British pop music of this century and others. And we've also got a special guest performing in the studio. Chi Sun, the Asian Persuasion, is going to be doing some live stuff later on, in about 20 minutes, actually. Stay tuned for that. We're going to have new music from Steve Mason, the Palmer Violets, some other stuff later on. I haven't decided. And Barry's going to talk about the weather.
Yeah, it's been cold in England. Very cold.
Yeah, the English weather, of course.
It was snowing in London, I heard.
Well, this is a suitably wintery song. It's called I Go Out by Steve Mason.
I know that I don't want to know. future. I can't afford it. And tell you the truth, sir, someone just bought it. Tim is to whispers. Here come the click of dice. Roulette and blackjack. Builders of paradise. Larger than life and twice as ugly. If we have to live there, you'll have to drug me. Drug me. Maybe these luxuries only compensate for all the cards you were dealt. Like the hands of fate.
So tell me,
tell me, tell me,
tell me, tell me,
how to be,
how to be
millionaire. Tell me, tell me,
tell me, tell me,
how to be,
how to be
millionaire.
Millionaire, millionaire,
billionaire,
billionaire,
trillionaire,
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 trillionaire.
Hardly surprising if you might consider loyalties go to the highest of bidders. What my opinion? I'd give you 10 to 1. Give me a million, a franchise offer.
But there are millions who often get nowhere.
And there's just one secret I think you should share. Maybe these luxuries can only compensate for all the cards you were dealt. At the hands of fate.
So tell me,
tell me,
tell me,
tell me, tell me,
how to be,
how to be
a millionaire. Tell me,
tell me,
tell me,
tell me,
how to be,
how to be
a millionaire. Millionaire,
millionaire,
billionaire, billionaire, zillionaire, 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 zillionaire.
Tell me, tell me, tell me,
tell me,
tell me,
tell me,
tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, yeah!
Maybe these luxuries can only compensate for all the cards you were dealt, babe. At the hands of fate.
So tell me,
tell me,
tell me,
tell me,
tell me,
how to be,
how to be
a millionaire.
Tell me,
tell me,
tell me, tell me,
how to be,
how to be
a millionaire. Future. I can't afford it.
Can't afford it.
Can't afford it.
Can't afford it.
I know that feeling. Can you afford the future? You can, actually. You're careful with your money, Baz.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. I can't afford the future. That was ABC from their album, How to Be a Millionaire. Sorry, the album's called How to Be a Zillionaire.
A Zillionaire?
The track is How to Be a Millionaire. Yeah. I think they had another song called How to Be
a Billionaire,
like a Trillionaire or something. Yeah,
obsessed with in-airs.
Well, this was 1984, Barry. It was the me decade.
Oh.
It was all, okay. We were all acquiring things in those days. I'm sure you remember
it. And then before that, we had King Biscuit time.
It was Steve Mason, who is the guy who was in King Biscuit time and the Beta Band. That's a new single from him called I Go Out, which is really quite groovy. Did you like it?
I missed it because we're getting ready for Chi Sun, and I was totally distracted. I was paying attention to Chi Sun.
So was I, but it is a good track. It's the sort of song you got to lie back on your chaise longue and listen to fairly carefully and just go, that is a rocker. That's a rocker. Chi Sun is going to be on in about 5 or 10 minutes. We're just getting them all plugged in.
Oh, okay.
And for those who don't know, Chi Sung is Chi Sung. He styles himself as the Asian persuasion. And he's a rapper, I believe, from Poco. We're going to get all the details from him when he comes on the air. He's going to tell us all about it. Apparently, he was raised in the kind of harsh inner-city, middle-class, suburban lifestyle that's reflected in his harsh rapping.
His last name is Ho.
Yeah.
So he's one of the Hoes from Poco.
A Poco Ho. Are you biting his jokes?
Well, I don't know. He seemed to smile then just when I did that. He liked that. I got a big thumbs up. So.
Okay, it's CITR 101.9. This is Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. Please keep listening. Well, that was the Palma Violets from their album 180, which came out about a month ago, and they're coming to Vancouver on the 26th of April at the Biltmore Cabaret, and I'm not sure who's opening for them, hopefully somebody good. We are on CITR 101.9 FM, Chips with Everything is the British pop music show. We got a really good treat coming up right now. A few months ago, myself and Baz just happened to be going to see some other bands, and we came across this fellow who'd put on a lively set that we greatly appreciated, Yes. Correct, Baz?
Yes, we really enjoyed
were,
it.
Were you charmed?
I liked all the local references, and, you know, he talks about real stuff in real life.
He does. It's Cheese Son, like the Asian persuasion. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I like to keep it real.
You do. You do keep it real. And, okay, you know, I have to ask you a few serious questions before we get underway. How do you define what you do? Are you a comedian? Are you a musician? Because you're holding what looks to me like a bloody amazing guitar right now. It's like an orange Gretsch.
Yes. Well, I started off as a musician. I played a lot of guitar, and then I realized I just fell in love with hip-hop music. But I didn't really like the way hip-hop was... Well, the new hip-hop and the hip-hop of today is going. I kind of grew up on the old-school style of hip-hop and, like, Fresh Prince and that kind of style. And my personality itself, I'm a pretty laid-back kind of goofy guy. So when I was starting to make music, I wanted to mix in comedy and jokes. And that's what ended up happening. I started writing some songs and wrote a song about sandwiches, and I played it at
the radio. That was your big breakthrough, the sandwich song.
Why don't we just... get right into the sandwich.
I want to ask you about the sandwich song, because it is your big number.
People really appreciate that one.
Was it because you actually tell the history of how that came to be written?
Well, I was I came home from school and I was really hungry, and I was hungry for a sandwich, and I ate a sandwich, and I had recently just made this beat, and then I was thinking about sandwiches, so I thought, hey, I'm going to write a song about sandwiches, but I want to make it the hardest rap song I could ever think of, but about sandwiches. And that's where that song came from. And
now, are you actually going to do this song now, today?
Yeah, I could do that song, yeah. But, I could start off with it.
Fine, but
and then
did you ever work at Subway?
Yes, I did. So I had worked at McDonald's previously, and I had... gotten a job as assistant manager, and I was only 18 at the time, so I was really happy about that, and I worked my way up to Subway.
Being the oldest junior manager that the Subway had ever had. You're from Poco, right?
Actually, I'm originally from Alberta. This is in Alberta,
Okay. You've never worked in a lower mainland Subway.
Well, you can see me around. I frequent there at least twice a week.
I do too. Not twice a week. You know, I have gone through times that I've frequented it twice a week. I hate myself for it as well. My bank balance can't afford it.
Well, this is a footlong, $5 footlong.
$5?
So, yeah, you just get a footlong salami.
Oh, that's more than $5 these days. The $5 salami is like approaching $10.
Well, that HSD is gone now.
Yeah.
That helps a little bit.
I have actually not been to Subway since the 1st of April. All right, let's do a song.
All right.
Sandwiches.
We'll go straight to my sandwich song, since that's a great lead-in you did. Yeah, uh-huh. When I come home from school, I'm so hungry I stop to drool. Go to the fridge, look for food, what can satisfy me in my mood. But wait, hold up, loop in the mustard ketchup. There's a loaf of whole wheat bread and some jam that's raspberry red. Cause I've been thinking about sandwiches. You've been thinking about sandwiches. We've been thinking about sandwiches. I've been thinking about sandwiches. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Those good sandwiches. So tasty and delicious. And nutritious. I really think it is. But wait, I can't help. I think I'm forgetting about something. But what about the peanut butter? Tastes so good there is no other. Go to the shelves, look up and down. Can't seem to find some around. Well, wait, hold up. Look in my mugs and my favorite cup. There's some smooth, there's some crunchy to satisfy my mood when I am hungry. Cause I've been thinking about sandwiches. You've been thinking about sandwiches. We've been thinking about sandwiches. I've been thinking about sandwiches. Well, you're thinking, why's this Asian persuasion? He likes sandwiches? No way. He should be eating noodles, rice, chicken fried rice. That would be nice. But you know what? I'm gonna tell you why I like these sandwiches so much. I used to work at Subway, used to make sandwiches all day. Worked real hard, was the smartest, that's why they call me the sandwich artist. Choose your bread, choose your meat, choose your veggies, all fresh and sweet. Don't forget to order the foot long, I just wrote this sandwich song. Oh, sandwiches just drive me crazy. Make me feel so good, make you feel good. You know, I just gotta think of sandwiches in my head that I love so much. I'm sure Quentin knows some and Barry knows some. What are some sandwiches you guys like?
Tuna.
Tuna. Oh, I love that tuna. What about that roast beef? How about you, Barry?
Kippers.
Oh, kippers. That's pretty fancy. The fancy man over there.
Cheese.
Yeah, nothing beats a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, a sausage.
Oh, sausage. Can't have a party without a sausage party sandwich.
How about a Montreal sandwich?
Oh, yeah, smoked meat. Delicious. Well, sandwich, sandwich, sandwiches. 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 Yeah.
Woo! Thanks, Cheese Son. Cheese Son, the Asian Persuasion, is our guest on Chips with Everything. Thank you for that. And he's going to do another song. What are you going to do next?
I nicknamed myself the Disco Tiger. And this is because I had bought a shirt that had a tiger that was in a disco shooting lasers out of his eyes. And I was looking at it, and at the time I was out at a club, and I just noticed all these guys who were like Disco Tigers trying to hit on ladies all the time and failing badly. And I was just thinking of these cheesy guys, and I thought I should write a song about these cheesy Disco Tigers trying to pick up ladies. So this is a song for the ladies. Yeah. This song is about tigers, Disco Tigers, picking up the ladies at the clubs. At the club, I'm on the scene, got the eye of the tiger, if you know what I mean. But my eyes shoot out laser beams. You better watch out, cause I'm the man of your dreams. The eyes lock from across the club. I'm the papa tiger, you're the baby cub. I'm the predator, you're my prey. I capture your heart, what more can I say? Cause I'm the Disco Tiger. I'm the Disco Tiger, yeah. I'm the Disco Tiger. I'm the Disco Tiger, yeah, yeah. Alright, that girl at the club, she didn't dig me. Maybe this girl at the coffee shop might. Well, you sip your coffee at the cafe. I know you want me, cause you look my way. I move over, and I move real close. I think it's sexy how you butter that toast. Pass you the strawberry jam. I wanna get to know you, let you know who I am. You feel sparks, cause there's something between us. You ever get down with a tiger's penis? I'm the Disco Tiger. Cause I'm the Disco Tiger, yeah. Meow. I'm the Disco Tiger. I'm the Disco Tiger, yeah, yeah. Well, you might not know this. In Chinese culture, tiger penis is very expensive. But, ooh, with this girl at the medical clinic. I see you at the medical clinic. Kids and girls need love. Don't be a cynic. You look good with that eye patch. I'm on the prowl and you're my catch. Move close and I lick my lips. Compliment your style and all your lady bits. You look familiar. Where have I seen ya? You tell me I gave you gonorrhea? Ooh. I better get that checked out. Cause, you know, that gonorrhea, that's no good. That's bad news. That's bad news, Bears. You know what? I gotta keep on going. I gotta go strong. Go Disco Tiger, go Disco Tiger, go Disco Tiger, I'm the Disco Tiger. Go Disco Tiger, go Disco Tiger, go Disco Tiger, go. We'll be right back. Here we go.
Right, that's Chi-san, the Asian Persuasion. He's going to come back in about 20 minutes to do another song. And we'll just continue with Chips with Everything, the British pop show. This is a song about it's a bit out of date now. It's about working in the typing pool.
Every day, when you find out you're not so town. After all,
is love.
Simeon Mobile Disco, of course, with Love, a remix by Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve. Before that, that was a cover of a song by the Cardiacs. I'm looking at Barry here.
We were talking about it in the other room, and the word that kept coming up was caterwauling.
Caterwauling.
Yeah.
She was a caterwauler.
Oh, there you are.
There's a place for the caterwaulers. It came for the caterwaulers that did nothing. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, my.
Because you were not a caterwauler. Anyway, she was. What that album is, it's a bunch of covers of Cardiac songs as a benefit for the lead singer of the Cardiacs, Tim Smith.
Right.
Who tragically had...
Not a
cardiac. It sounds like I'm about to tell a joke, but actually it is quite sad. He did have a stroke while at a My Bloody Valentine concert. And now he can't play the guitar or write songs or do anything anymore, so the band is effectively over. That happened about 3 years ago. And he's still not up from his bed. So that's what that album is all about. Before that, we had Chi Sun. And he's back with us. He's going to do more songs.
Great.
I don't want to waste more time with chatter because your songs are so... they're basically the reason I'm here today. So what are you going to do for us next?
Yeah, before I do a couple more songs, I like to... Well, the main reason I'm doing these songs is I have a show coming up.
Of course, yeah. Tell us about the show.
It's going to be great because I have my band behind me, the Disco Tigers. It's going to be full band behind these songs.
I'm really looking forward to that. Tell me the lineup in the band.
And, I have Nate Dogg on the guitar, and I have my karate sensei, Sensei Fournier. He's the bass player. And Johnny Boogie is the drummer. So if I get out of line, the bass player...
The bass player's got some good chops.
Let me just tell you, he's got a lot of bass solos. So
oh, good.
It'll be an 8-minute long bass solo in there. I'm pretty sure about it.
Maybe trim it to 6, and then it'll be okay.
Too much bass.
When we saw you did have a guitarist with you, but I'm really stoked about seeing the full band. Okay, and this is at the Electric Owl.
April 19th, and we have... really excited about this. The people's champ of a comedy she won last year, Shirley Gnome. She sings dirty country songs, and they're hilarious.
Yeah, that's true. So, she's hilarious.
And
who else is playing? It's a night of musical comedy, right?
Yeah,
it's all comedy bands,
all musical comedy acts. So if you want to laugh your pants and pants off, that's the time, and also dance your pants off too.
Okay, just tell us the date and time again.
It's April 19th. And it's an early show from 7 to 10:30. And there's Shirley Gnome and hip-hop comedy from me and another band from Edmonton that's touring in, Chemo Treats. And Vancouver local comedians, the Game Genies, and they have a web series of funny episodes. And they're hip-hop comedians as well. So,
wow. How many bands is that in total?
It's performers? Four performers.
Plus you?
Plus me. And I might... I'm also going to be getting in a sample of a band called Inbred Ted. And Inbred Ted, they do bluegrass versions of popular songs. And in between, they'll be sparsed around, and you'll get to hear some funny banjo versions of some of the classic pop songs.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm really stoked about this. I'm going to be there.
So April 9th, it's Electric Owl.
It's at the Electric Owl down there on Main.
Okay.
Terminal.
And tickets are... $10 in advance through Brown Paper Tickets, and there's a Facebook event as well, or $15 at the door if you prefer to show up at the door last minute and pick those up. So,
cool. Now, give us a taste of what the punters are going to be experiencing.
Yeah. All right. Well, this song is about my online dating life. So this is I really like Plenty of Fish, and I hang out on there, and sometimes eHarmony. And this is a song about my online dating experiences. Aw, yeah. It's that time again. Another song. And this song is about my dating life with the ladies. Oh, yeah. This song is dedicated to this lady I dated way back in the day. It didn't go my way, but that's okay. tell you why. Let me break it down. Goes a little bit, like this. Girl, when we first met, there was something about you I just couldn't get. Something familiar, something nice, just like a order of chicken fried rice. Well, we went on just two dates, but I felt a little strange instead of great. Then it hit me, I felt so wrong. That's why I started to write this song. She looked like my sister, but from another mister. From another mister. Well, she looked like my sister, but from another mister. From another mister. Well, the way we dated was just so wrong. I'm glad we never dated for too long. She looked like my sister, but from another mister. From another mister. Well, I guess it's not quite that bad. She could've looked like my dad. And she could've looked like my little brother. A brother from another mother. Well, it's only 2 days I had to invest. You know I ain't down with that incest. I couldn't believe my bad luck. I'm so glad that we never did consummate. Look like my sister, but from another mister. From another mister. Well, she looked like my sister, but from another mister. Well, the way we dated was just so wrong. I'm glad we never dated for too long. 'Cause she looked like my sister, but from another mister. No. Oh.
Cheese Son, the Asian Persuasion, live in the studio on Chips with Everything. I think we have time for one more quick song. And then at 6 o'clock, So Salacious is coming up. And let's just go right into it. Go for it. What song are you going to do?
All right, this is another song for the ladies.
Aren't they all?
Yes.
Do you have any for the men?
Sandwiches is for the men and the ladies. But actually, this one's for the men too. I think men have to agree about this one. Right. This one's a special treat. Yeah, it's a old 1990s beat. You can enjoy that one. Yeah. What? Yeah. This song is dedicated to all the guys and the ladies. We may have our differences, that's for sure. But one thing is for sure, and this is it. I don't want no period. Guys don't want no period. I don't want no period. Girls don't want no period. No, 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 no. Once a month I stay away. Once a month my girl can't play. Once a month I run away. Once a month, watch what you say. Once a month I stay away. Once a month my girl can't play. Once a month I run away. Once a month, watch what you say. Damn, I know it's rough. To be a girl, it's just too tough. Hormones kicking, emotions twirl. That's a lot for every girl. Plus you gotta give childbirth. I sympathize for what it's worth. I wanna learn how to understand ya, but I ain't got no vagina, 'cause I don't want no period. Guys don't want no period. I don't want no period. Girls don't want no period. No, 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 no. Once a month I stay away. Once a month my girl can't play. Once Once more I run away. Once more, watch what you say. Once more I stay away. Once more my girl can't play. Once more I run away. Once more, watch what you say. You learn about girls in school. Girls are complex, guys go on too. Boy, are simple, girls are not. I know a lot about the balls I got. I wanna show you that I care. I wanna understand what's down there. I wanna learn how to relate. I wanna be your man, the perfect mate. But I don't want no period. Girls don't want no period. I don't want no period. Guys don't want no period. No, 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 no. Once a month I stay away. Once a month my girl can't play. Once a month I run away. Once a month, watch what you say. Once a month I stay away. Once a month my girl can't play. Once a month, watch what you say. Watch what you say now.
Chi Sun, the Asian Persuasion folks. Thanks for coming in, Chi.
Thanks so much for having me.
Anytime. And if you want to see him, April the 19th with the Game Genies, also Shirley Gnome and Chemo Treats. This is Chips with Everything.
Veins, white boy wasted. Said he likes the taste of my lips, drawn to my hips, dancing like a skank on him. Bitches watching, why you at a dance floor if you're not acquainted with the dance floor? No one likes a boring bitch. Point them out. Boring bitches north, west, east to the fucking south. Maybe you'll be dancing now. TV cribs, red light district. Fuck it, bring a camera crew. We could shoot a vid or two. And you could bring your friends with you. But no boring bitches, dude. Like fucking sucking shit. I don't like that bitch. She thinks that she's too nice. She's been trapped in Bear Man. I've stood and watched her all night. Don't you care who's watching her? She looks fucking crazy. She should be here sitting down and acting like a lady. 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 Everybody point them out. Boring bitches north, west, east to the fucking south. Maybe you'll be dancing now. You'll be dancing now.
she's shocking me for? I'm sick of all this boring gal in the brave. I've came to dance, I've came to watch face. Why would you even come out your house? I'ma have to put them gal in a place. Them gal are acting hard, I'm on the dance floor when I stand at the bar. You might as well walk back to the car and take the
round the clock back to the door.
But serious though, some gal should fix the weave and the clothes. Go in a stush, pay big dough to come in the club and really the bro.
No,
them gal there never make it.
No,
them gal there but make it.
No,
them gal there better let him make me cut that text the leap and then edit. Yeah, but said you wanna come under the doors and scream it just like a lemon. But by any bad mind decided I'm a diddy. I just wanna get it in to forget it, you know my head in. Now point them out. Boring bitches, north, west, east, to the fucking south.
Maybe you'll be dancing now.